trying to get back into doing my written journal. I was doing so well. I kept it going for like 7.5 months of like daily journal entries that I wrote. Daily. I've written like something like 5 handwritten journals this year, and I was working on my 6, I think, is how that came out. And then everything happened family-wise. We had 2 deaths in the family this past month, and I just, you know, when I was telling myself, you know, journaling would be a good thing right now. It would help me. It would be a cathartic experience. It would, you know, keep me kind of centered a little bit, and then I just completely lost the whole thing. And the last thing I wrote, I'm getting a call. 20-minute phone conversation on something that I don't know what to tell you. I'm working. I'm working from home. I was at a stopping point for a second there, and I'm like, maybe I'll start recording a little something. And then I got a call right in the middle of it. So now I don't even know what the hell I was talking about. Oh, journaling. Yeah. So I wrote a brief paragraph this morning, basically to the effect of, you know, I'm going to get back into it slowly. I just didn't really have the mental fortitude to sit down and write a bunch. Then again, I recorded a bunch. I've released a bunch of shows this month. So there's that. You know, I just, as long as I'm documenting my thoughts and feelings in some format, you know, the format's going to switch depending on my mood, depending on what's going on, depending on external circumstance. And, you know, I think that's fine. I think that's fine. So anyway, today is Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. My wife's first day at her new job. I haven't heard how it's going yet, but it's 11 a.m. exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know that I have much to say, but I just felt like recording a little bit. This might be a really short show, depending on what's, you know, what transpires. It's cold outside. It's about 30 degrees. You know, we're back to that. I went on a good long walk like 4 days ago. You may have heard it. And we're back to cold weather, and it's sunny out though, so there is that, but it's also kind of windy. That's the weather report for today. Anyway, I don't know. So I'm gonna be back. Why do I always torture myself? I've done this several times. I know I've done this several times. Where I decide I want to do my own review show. You know, put them all, instead of doing random little reviews in this show, put it all into a show called Constant Reviews. And I've planned this out at least 4 or 5 times over the years. And I did it this week, where I thought, you know, if I could do a season of a TV show per month. And each week I would release a show with reviews of the episodes that I watched that week. And I was going to start out with Cheers season 1. I watched the first 4 episodes, and the first couple of them I was kind of getting into the review thing. Like, I would just record what, you know, kind of on the fly, and I would, you know, be like, okay, this episode was called Give Me a Ring Sometime, is the pilot, and it was aired September 1982, whatever, you know. And I would do a fairly in-depth plot summary and say, you know, there are spoilers in case you haven't seen this 40-year-old Cheers episode and you don't want me to give it away. You know, I was going to do that. And then I was going to, like, I was going to beta test the thing. I mean, I'd started beta testing it and start releasing them at the beginning of next year. You know, I would do kind of a stockpile of episodes and start releasing them like on Saturdays of next year. Well, I've already got Bumper Chain Cosmic, which I'm doing on Fridays. So that's already a weekly project. And I'm actually a couple ahead on that now. Got a couple of them in the can, you know, ready to go. And then I watched the fourth episode, which is a good episode, by the way. It's a really good episode. It's basically Sam's getting interviewed by an old friend of his. It's like a sportscaster, and the sportscaster is able to, at the last minute, to get John McEnroe instead. So he ditches Sam, and you know, all this stuff happens and whatever. But I was just like, I don't have it in me to do a full review of this one. And I thought, you know, this is just going to tank. I don't have it in me to do all this. So I didn't. I kind of just scrapped the project. And I've still got the recording, which is like, here's what we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then like review one. And then I came back later and recorded for the second one and on like that. But I just don't have, and I was probably going to do Star Trek The Next Generation next, like season one. Like I was going to do a season of a show and then switch to a different show and do this a season of that. And, you know, and then the following month go to like maybe, I thought about maybe House, you know, and just going from there. And yeah, I think I would drive myself crazy trying to do a project that regimented. I think it's probably better to stick with Radio Free Shambles, good old RFS, and just watch shows when I feel like watching them and not assign myself to a schedule. What am I doing to myself? So, you know, for now I'll continue to do Bumper Chain Cosmic because I'm enjoying doing that. I can, you know, I can put those together, you know, as I go, and it, you know, I mean, it requires some, you know, kind of scouring the internet looking for new audio clips that are good and whatever, but it's, you know, it doesn't feel like homework in the same way. It's kind of just when I get to it, and it's not specific things that have to be in every show or whatever. It's just, so, but this review show, I just don't have it in me. So I hope you didn't get sold on the idea in the last 4 minutes of listening to me talk, but yeah, it ain't gonna happen. And I should just convince myself and like just let that get through my head. Like, don't try it, because it's not gonna fly, and you're just wasting your time. I don't know. So that's sort of where it stands for now. And I'll hang on to the recording. Maybe I'll release it in something one of these days. It's like I recorded almost an hour. You know, and it was kind of fun, but it was also like, it felt like work, and this doesn't feel like work. This just feels like, this is like free, in my free time, hobby, something I want to do, and there you go. This was starting to feel like work, and I, you know, I don't want to give myself homework, and that's not gonna happen. So, yeah, so we're just gonna carry on with this show, and, you know, if I watch something that I was interested in, I might watch that Wednesday show that just dropped in the last week or two. It was like the latest Addams Family adaptation. I'm hearing a lot of good things. I've also heard a couple of negative reviews, but mostly really positive ones from my friends and stuff. So yeah, so I'll probably check that show out soon. And today's Wednesday, so maybe I could start watching Wednesday on Wednesday. Just, you know, I just want to go with the flow, you know. Why does my life need to be, you know, there's already enough that's adhering to a specific schedule with work and whatnot, which I'm supposed to be doing right now. We're a little slow today. So, I don't know, I just wanted to get that out and just sort of hash that out a little bit, my frustrations, you know. You know, maybe in a different walk of life, maybe. I don't know. If I was in my 20s, I'd probably have the fortitude to do it, but I am not really there right now. So I'm in my late 40s. I'll be 48 on January 31st. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I may have used the wrong definition of mental fortitude a few minutes ago. It's going to bother me until I correct myself here, but I looked it up because it kind of set off an alarm bell on my head. I'm like, am I using that term correctly? But I guess mental fortitude is more like the courage to deal with adversity as opposed to just what I'm feeling, which is just like, reluctance to take on new tasks or to keep them going. I don't know what it is that I'm going through. I don't know what I would call that, you know, but I just don't have the wherewithal. I don't know what word to use, but apparently it's not fortitude. It's a little while later now. It's 1:04 p.m. I ate lunch. I watched part of an episode of Fringe. I could see myself doing a Fringe binge, because this episode is really interesting. I think the first few were like, you know, just establishing the characters, and the characters were all very well realized right from the get-go, but it took a bit to get into the feel of the show for me. I hadn't really watched it before, except for like, you know, I'd seen like one episode or so. But this one is called Power Hungry, where this guy apparently had some kind of experiments done on him, and you know, he has these electrical powers that he can't control, and he accidentally causes this elevator to plummet from from a very high floor, and you know, everybody else in the elevator dies except him, and he's, you know, so they're you know, the fringe people are on the case trying to figure out what happened with this whole thing, and figuring out that there must have been someone who walked away, you know, unscathed, because the weight in the elevator was greater than the amount of the weight of the people they ended up finding, you know. So I'm really getting into it, and it's weird. I know I usually don't check out newer shows. I usually do this whole thing where it takes me a while to really get around to it, and then I watch an episode and stop, and then come back later and be like, what's this all about? In fact, last night, I went back to American Horror Story, or I tried to. I was on the second season back like in February. I had watched like the first half of the second season, the Asylum season. And, you know, it was interesting to me. It was also, you know, kind of morbid. I mean, that's American Horror Story. It's going to be morbid. But then we went to Disney World, and after we got back, I just didn't get back to it. And last night, I'm like, I wonder if I could just pick up where I left off. And I don't remember a whole lot about what what was up with the characters or anything like that. I mean, I remember a few things, but I don't have a solid idea in my head, you know. So mostly I'm just sitting there watching, and it's like, you know, bad things are happening to people that I don't really remember too well. And like, oh God, I think I would have to go back and start the whole season over again and watch those 7 episodes. You know, it's a great show. It's just, I have like short-term memory loss when it comes to those things, which might be partly the reason why I wanted to do that review show, you know, because it's kind of a good memory tool later on. If I, you know, start blanking later, I could just listen to myself talking about the shows. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm gonna check out some more Fringe. And I had watched the first episode of Manifest not too long ago, and I really liked it. But again, you know, if I don't like strike while the iron's hot, then next thing I know, it's months later, and I'm like, what was that show about? I don't remember. I have to like stick with it, you know. And then, like I said, there's that Wednesday show I'll probably start watching, and you know, it's only got, I think, 8 episodes for its first season, which all dropped at once apparently, and so that might be easier to deal with. So I don't know. It's interesting that the Fringe. The big thing is like the pattern, you know, there's like this thing called the mysterious thing called the pattern that, that they are that is sort of somehow guiding these weird paranormal events, and so because I say it's weird because I'm realizing that I operate in patterns in terms of like patterns of watching a lot of one thing and then not doing it again, or I'll read a lot for a while and then I'll stop reading for a while and I'll come back, or releasing these kinds of shows, I'll go in patterns. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I would like to be able to do all those things like in moderation, but it seems like one kind of overtakes me for a while and I do a bunch of that and then nothing, and then I move on to the next pattern. Apparently I cannot be pleased. That's the basic moral to this. So I got to get back to work. I got, I sent a text to my wife, since today's her first day at her new job. I said, "Han, how's first day going?" She said, "Great. I feel welcomed." My daughter was also on the chat. She goes, "Yay." I put, "Excellent." And then I said, "And anything special you want to do tonight to celebrate new job? I know we already celebrated you getting away from old job, but this is different." She said, "You don't want to know. It's boring and drudgery-esque." And I said, "What?" I was like, I thought maybe I'd missed a message, or if she was, maybe she thought I was asking something different. I don't know. So she goes, "I would like all of us to pull together for a while and get the front room cleared and cleaned and downstairs so that we can decorate for Christmas this weekend," which most of the stuff in the living room, in the front room, is like their suitcases and stuff from when they went to Disney World last week. But anyway, I'm like, it's still there. I want my stuff. I don't want to put it, anyway. And then she goes, "I feel there should be merriment." Just sounds like Data from Star Trek: The Next Generation kind of a statement. It's like, "I feel there should be merriment," or that would sound more like Spock, I guess. It's like, "I feel there should be more. I feel there should be merriment, Captain." So anyway, I thought that was a fun phrase. I said, "Okay." And then she said, "As a reward, I can make you both steaks after." I said, "Sure." She goes, "I think we all deserve a Christmassy decorated house." And I did a thumbs up. So that's where we left it. But I said, "I feel there should be merriment." So I figured, now, you know what? I was thinking of calling this episode Patterns, but I like that title better. I feel there should be merriment. So we're going to go with that instead. But this episode was almost called Patterns. So now I'm thinking, well, maybe a review show would be fine. I cannot get... I don't know. I don't know what is wrong with my brain. I can't make a decision and just stick with the damn decision. It just doesn't happen. So, God, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I really don't. I'm gonna pick up my daughter from school. Just got off work. It's 4:15. I'm gonna pick her up and we'll come home. And when my wife gets home, we will straighten up the front room and I guess the downstairs living room. Damn leaves are still there. Nobody's coming around to pick up all our leaves, and there's a ton of leaves on either, if you add them all up on either side of the street, there's tons of leaves. Wait, not so much on this street. Oh, wait, there's some. Yeah, somebody needs to come around. I just snorted. I don't know what that was. Somebody needs to come around and pick up these damn leaves. I don't know how long they're going to... I mean, we're going to be, like, knee-deep in snow and there's still leaves underneath. There's probably so. So, yeah, just thinking about my different patterns that I in my life, it's also such things as, trying to be healthy. I'll go through a period of time where I'll try to eat right and get more exercise, and then that'll peter out, and then I'm back to freaking eating junk and not walking much.
But, I mean, I take walks. I take walks around the block. But, you know, take a good long walk on Saturday, as I said. And as you may have heard, I'm just a mess, y'all. I'm just a mess, y'all. So, I don't know. But I want to finish watching that Fringe episode that I was somewhere in the middle of. I had to stop and get back to work. That sucked. I wanted to just watch the rest of it. It probably wouldn't have mattered. We weren't really all that busy this afternoon. Got a headache. A damn headache. This is like the second day in a row that by the end of the day, my head just hurt. It's just a dull ache. It's not like a migraine as such. It's just a dull ache, and it's just aggravating as all get out, you know. That's aggravating. The part of me is thinking, well, I could continue with the constant reviews show that I'd started, but you know what? I should just not do it. I it's been so many times where I've started to do one or thought about doing one and it doesn't get anywhere, and then I should just not do it because I feel too structured. Like, I feel like there's too much. Like, I feel like if I'm going to formally review a TV show or a movie or whatever, like, I have to cover certain aspects of it. Like, I have to talk about certain things. And that's really not the case. I can just talk about whatever I want. But if I'm doing, like, an actual review show, it feels like I have to do it a certain way. Whereas if I'm just talking about something that I watched, if I'm just like, oh, hey, this is Radio Free Shambles, and so, oh, by the way, I watched this really cool old Cheers episode, you know, like, I could just talk about it and not feel like I had to hit a certain number of beats, you know. So it'd probably be better, it probably would be better just to leave it at this, leave it with Radio Free Shambles. You know, like, this is a recording day, you know, and then I'll, whatever's on my mind, I'll just kind of spill out and then release it and probably never listen to it again. But I might. I listened to part of one today. I listened to part of an old show that I did back in December 2016, you know, like almost 6 years ago. And that episode of this show, that episode was called Wild Mountain Honey, because of the Steve Miller Band song. And I was listening to it, and I couldn't remember a lot of what I was talking about, but then, like, I would remember certain phrases that I used, or they would pop into my head. You know, like, I would mention, I'm like, you know, a lot of people, if you ask them their favorite Steve Miller Band song, would be, like, The Joker, or, you know, this kind of thing. And it's like, but mine would probably be Wild Mountain Honey, and then you, or maybe I, and then I thought of the songs, the next three songs that I mentioned, in the same order that I said them on the recording. I don't remember it now, but at the time, I was like, you know, like, Swing Town, and, you know, True Fine Love, I don't know, anyway. In the moment, the songs came to my head in the same order that I then said them on the recording. So that was a, I don't know if you would even count that as a synchronicity. Maybe it's like a self synchronicity, or it's just from being myself, you know. So, you know, you always think that if you went back in time and met your younger self, that they would be talking all different and stuff. But, you know, maybe it's not all that different. It's just stuff that you've forgotten about, and then when you think of it again, you think it's something brand new. Like, I do that. I know I do. Like, in that same show I was listening to, I talk about how I think I talked about how I need to exercise more. I'm like, damn it. It's like, it's a recurring thing. It's a recurring pattern that I keep falling into, and I don't know how to get out of it. I don't even know if I should get out of it, or if it's, you know, if it's worth the effort of trying to get out of it, or if it's just, You know, maybe if I was completely aware of all that stuff, life would just seem, you know, ridiculously boring, you know? Now, at least, when something happens that I have forgotten about, then I think it's brand new, and then it's like doing it over again. It's like, you know, there's a Red Dwarf episode where Holly, the ship computer, he's like a sentient ship computer, and they're stranded in deep space, and they're like three million years from Earth, and he asks Lister, the main character, he asks him to erase Holly's memory of all of the Agatha Christie novels. You know, Lister's like, why'd you want me to do that? And then he's like, you know, so that he could read them all over again and re-experience them as new things over again. And so he's like, all right, how do I do it? And, you know, Holly tells Lister how to do it and how to erase Agatha Christie from his memory. And then Lister's like, all right, I've done it. And Holly's like, done what? it's like I erased Agatha Christie from your memory. And he's like, why'd you do that? And he's like, well, you asked me to. He's like, why should I ask you to erase Agatha Christie from my memory? I've never even heard of her. So it was like, oh my God, this is going to go on all night. So it's sort of like that, you know? It's sort of like that sort of thing. Like, maybe as human beings, in order to stay sane, it's best to not always remember these things. Like, I think about that when, you know, like when you read about somebody with an eidetic memory or like a photographic memory. Like, they say that Mary Lou Henner, who was on Taxi, played Elaine. They say that she has an eidetic memory. So she remembered, like, if you say what happened on July 22nd, 1976, she could rattle off, like, what she had for breakfast that morning and who she talked to and if she worked that day, what she did and what, you know, like, if they were shooting Taxi at the time. I guess Taxi wasn't on yet then, but let's pretend I said 1979. But if they were shooting Taxi at the time, she could tell you what scene, you know. I can't even imagine what that must be like to be able to summon up all that. And I think that's part of why I journal, is I'm afraid of losing my past, you know. And same with, like, you know, trying to, like, digitize my old videotapes and stuff. That was part of my motivation for that. But no matter what you do, unless you have that kind of a memory, you're not going to be able to hold on to everything, you know? Like, even when I decide I'm going to keep a journal every day for the rest of my life, I didn't stick to it. Like, I went, like, 2.5 weeks this month without writing down all these, you know, bad things that happened. And when I write new entries now, as I'm picking it up again today, I know I'm going to, instead of trying to document everything that happened in that length of time, you're just going to get kind of a mirror image of it. You're going to get, like, this is like a sort of a sampling of, you know, I'll say, I thought about when this happened, or I had this conversation that reminded me of this. You know, so you're just getting a, like, kind of a mirror reflection of what happened, instead of, like, whatever I would have written about if I had actually written on those days. So, but yeah, all in all, I think it's fine. So, all in all, it's probably okay. It's just, it's the way things are. And I wonder if my higher self, you know, not like high, like, you know, weed kind of high, but, like, you know, my soul, I wonder if my soul remembers all these things or not. I don't know. Anyway, I'm there now to pick up Jackie. So this might be the end of the show. Thanks for listening.